You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. Just coming to do a small little podcast on somebody we're linked to today by Mr. Santi in the French media has linked Aston Villa to Moussa Dembélé, striker from Lyon, formerly of Fulham, formerly of Celtic, and had a loan spell at Atletico Madrid that I'm sure Mr. Dembélé would like to forget, albeit that he won the league in that season that he was there. But Moussa Dembélé, centre forward out of Lyon, 26 years of age, was linked with Aston Villa today, out of contract in the summer. Aston Villa have been apparently monitoring him and looking to see what his future holds. With the news of Danny Ings being sold for Aston Villa today, a striker would be high up on their list of targets, and whether this one comes over the line, I don't know. But what I do know about Moussa Dembélé is that he had a fantastic season last season. He was pretty much Lyon's main man last season, scoring 21 goals from 25 starts. So he played 2,207 minutes in total, scoring 21 goals, having 4 assists. So that's quite good. Over the course of his career, to let you guys know, he scored 96 goals in 236 appearances. Interesting one for him is, of those 236 appearances, 160 of them have been starts, and I say 160 as in only 160 have been starts. He's had quite a fruitful period in Lyon, scoring 55 goals in 120 appearances. Once again, of those 120 appearances, only 82 have been starts. So he's had times where he's been out of the team. He's had to battle his way back. When he plays a concerted amount of games, as in, like, literally, when he plays over 20 games, he gets into double digits no matter what league he's been in or what team he's played in. So he's a type of striker that when he gets a run of games together, he scores goals. So far this season, he's had 6 starts with 2 goals. He's only played 604 minutes. He's had a couple of injury issues. When I say that, I mean just strains, muscle strains in the month of October, September and October, prior to the World Cup, which knocked him out of a couple of games. He got limited minutes in his comeback games prior to the World Cup. And since the French League has kicked back into action again, he's been sparingly used for Lyon. Probably, I would imagine, based on the fact that he doesn't look like, actually, I'm going to say he isn't going to sign another contract at Lyon, that they seem to be playing people ahead of him. But like last season, as I said, 21 goals, 4 assists, and you know, he was averaging 0.86 goals per 90 minutes that he played. So that's almost a goal every full game that he played last season, which, that's good. I think we can all agree that that is a good scoring rate. I will say, though, at times in his career, he has played There have been times when he hasn't been played that much. Obviously, you know, his career at Lyon has been up and down. He first came into the French league. He scored 15 in 33 games, 21 of those starts. He scored 16 in 27 games. There was 24 starts there. So as I said, when he gets a good, decent number of games under his belt, he scores goals. He did seem to kind of go off the boil the next season he was with Lyon. Did seem to go off the boil, only started six games for them, scoring one goal. His loan move, as I say, to Atletico Madrid was a disaster. So that was a very frustrating year in 2020-2021. But a good striker comes back and plays well. And then directly after that poor season that he had, both at Atletico Madrid and Lyon, he came back and he banged in, as I said, 21 goals in 25 starts for Lyon. So this guy needs games. He is a pretty much how you would probably term a complete striker. He scores goals with his left foot, right foot, and headed in the box. Since his days at Fulham, I think a lot of you guys will remember he was a waspish type character. He was slim. He was energetic, and he'd get around up top. Most of his time for Fulham was played in the Championship, albeit he did have two Premier League appearances. Then the move up to Celtic in the Scottish Premier League was quite fruitful for him, scoring 26 goals from 37 starts as a 21 and 22-year-old. And as you say, he's gone to Lyon and he's done the business. And in three out of the four seasons he's been there, he's scored well into the double-digit goals, 15, 16 and 21 to be exact. So what can he bring to Aston Villa? Let me share some slides, as we always do here. I've got some slides on Moussa Dembélé, and I have some statistics with him, obviously showing him in comparison to Ollie Watkins and Danny Ings to see what this guy can actually bring to the team. So there he is, just in case anyone didn't know what Moussa Dembélé looks like. That is his face, very sullen looking. Hopefully he'll have a bit more of a smile if he does rock up in the claret and blue of Aston Villa. Just to avoid complication, I think this Moussa Dembélé, two S's. I think the one who played for Spurs, one S. I'm open to correction on that. Shouldn't really have probably said it because I probably sound stupid for saying it, but I think that's the distinction between the two of them. But anyway, less of that and on to the statistics. So here is a little view of Moussa Dembélé's statistics. They're pretty decent. Total shots last year. So these are over the last 365 days. One of his better seasons last year. His total shots come in at 3.54, which is in the top 11% of strikers in the top five leagues in Europe, which fantastic. You know, you have to admit it's quite a good return on his play, should I say. He was getting a lot of shots on target, and he's a central striker. He does play up top. He does occupy both center halves. He's great movement in between them. We're going to look at some slides on him in a moment just to see how he does maneuver himself in those positions and how he is good and broken in open play as well. Of those 3.54 shots, he has a shots on target rate of 42.7%, putting him in the 64th percentile. Once again, the top third almost of strikers within Europe. His goals per shot ratio is up there as well in the top quartile, 0.18. Average shot distance, this tells an awful lot about him. He is a box player. He likes to score in the box. Very adept with his head, a really good header of the ball. And we look at something like that. We look at that now in a moment when we get onto it. But average distance of shot is 12.40. He scores close to goals. He likes to get his dirty tap-ins as well. He likes to maneuver the ball in the box. He likes to get free in the box and he finds space in the box, which is something I think that Unai Emery will like. Aerial duels won, we can see there. He wins 54.1% of aerial duels, putting him in the top 10% of strikers in Europe. A lot of those duels are in the box and they're headers for goals. Albeit, he can hold the ball up. He is, and he can win those little flick-ons and things like that. This guy comes alive in the box. He really comes alive in the box when you see those headed goals. Some of them are flicked headers. Some of them are bullet headers. And some of them are just really little dainty kind of glances off the head into the far corner. I watched about close on 28 minutes of essentially literally just his goals and his movement in around the box today on Wisecout. And I have to say I was impressed because he just wants to play striker. Like, there's no messing about him when he's in that form and he's playing up top. Like, his movement is fantastic in and around the defenders. His little stutter step movements that he does, the little double movements, the double directional movements that he does in the box, and sometimes just the lazy run, or sometimes just the continuing his straight run. So he's got different ways of getting in and around defenders, but playing off the shoulder, trying to occupy both centre halves at the same time is something that he's really, really adept at. And I think it's something that I like in a striker. It's something that, you know, I have spoken about these focal point strikers sometimes can be difficult to come by. And I do still think that. And when I talk about this guy, I'm probably painting the picture of somebody that is one of those focal point strikers. But his mobility, I think, is something that will see him take to the Premier League if he was to come in and join Aston Villa. And the reason I'm stuttering and I'm stopping and talking here is because it's difficult to explain. And while it's quite apparent that he can play that centre striker role, you always have to have that concern that stepping up a level into a different division would be a concern for any striker coming from the continent, albeit even coming from Ligue 1 as well. But when we look at his statistics here, again, the chances missed so far this season, he's missed two chances. I do have to admit, looking at last season's statistics, he was fed a lot of chances, and last season he missed 23 chances. So I want to be upfront and open and honest with regards to that. He was fed a lot of chances at Lyon last year. He missed 23, but he scored 21 goals in 20. I can't remember what did I say. Was it 21 goals in 25 starts last season? So, it's not exactly something that I would be too worried about from that point of view. Scoring frequency last season was over the last 365 days has been once every 105 minutes, which is quite impressive. I think we'll all admit that's almost once a game, as I've mentioned previously. Pass attempts, he doesn't attempt an awful lot of passes. Pass completion rate is in and around the middle. Key passes, once again, these shot creating actions aren't anything really to write home about. They're very middle of the road, but where he comes alive, as I mentioned, is his goal creating actions. He outweighs Danny Ings. We can look at the radial graph on the right hand side there. You see Danny Ings and Ollie Watkins, their goal creating actions come in at just above 0.3 per 90 minutes. This guy's almost double their goal creating actions. A lot of those are because when he gets the ball, he scores a goal. All right, that's the reason why, and that's considered a goal creating action. A lot of his goals are scored by himself, but he does have a decent enough assist rate as well, as we can see below there. He's 29 assists to his name as well. Last season, coming up with 4 assists, and so he has that all round aspect to his game. Touches, once again, he's a focal point striker, but he only gets 30 touches per game, so he's not going to be somebody who's going to play that intricate passing game in around the box or try and get involved in that. He's really a guy who gets on the end of it and finishes. Can dribble the ball. We can see here his dribble success rate for a striker is unparalleled. I think it's actually the best of any striker in the top 5 leagues in Europe, not named Lionel Messi or Kylian Mbappe. So that is something to write home about there. Obviously, he can maneuver the ball. He can move the ball himself. So if he does pick that ball up in space or in broken play, he is able to maneuver it himself. He's not a dead duck, because he does have that element of pace about him. And that's what I meant about he can play in that open space. I don't have an example of it here in the clips I'm going to show you, but yeah, believe me, as I say, when he picks up that ball, he can move it himself. And as you can see there, his dribble success rate is quite high. And even the dribbles completed that he makes is quite high as well at 71%. There's a lot to like about this guy. He is that fox in the box type character. He is that guy who can be that focal aspect, that bit more of a presence within the air. And that guy that the defenders need to keep an eye on, because he's going to get around the back of them. Any balls played down the side of him, he's going to get across that defender. He's going to muscle his way across the defender for a headed opportunity as well. And we're going to take a look at that. But before we do that, let's take a look at the yellow line here on our radiograph. That is Moussa Dembélé. And I don't think you need to be a great statistician to be able to look here and see that more shots per 90 than any of our players. The joint highest amount of shot-creating actions along with Ollie Watkins over the last 365 days that we can see here. Better goal-creating actions rate. Better scoring frequency rate there. I have only put in 2 missed chances. That is, I do want to be open and honest that last year he did miss 23 chances. He was fed an awful lot, but he did score 21 goals as well. Goals to shot ratio is right up there. There's very few people will beat Danny Ings' goals to shot ratio. So I like to put it in there from a point of view to just say, as a eulogy to Danny Ings, and say fair play for scoring the amount of goals for the least amount of shots, or for the amount of shots that you had. He used to score one goal for every 2 shots that he would take. So that's a serious conversion record. On target percentage, once again, we can see there is commensurate with the players that are with the guys that we have there as well. So all in all, he's a more rounded attacker. He's a more complete, I don't like using the word complete player, but complete striker, but he's more of an attack first type of player than get working around the field like a Danny Ings has been, or like an Ollie Watkins has been with us so far. So he brings that extra element. And if Aston Villa were to sign him, I think we would see that, albeit that nobody is a guaranteed gem in this league, as we've seen before. Like, even the likes of Andriy Shevchenko have moved to this league, Hernan Crespo have moved to this league, and they found it tough at times to get anything going. And as we know, they were 2 fantastic strikers in the early 2000s. It's nothing is a given. But let's take a little look at some of the positions he's taken up. I've highlighted him here. You can see exactly what I mean whereby he's occupying two center halves here. This is against Angers, who we've been linked with a player who I can never pronounce his name, from Angers as well. But this is from last season, the end of last season. We can see that Dembélé takes up this central position here in between the two centre halves. Angers have brought back 5 here. We can see they've got a line of 5. They look to have a very decent defensive setup here. What happens here is that Lyon play a little give and go here. The ball, as we can see here, is just coming in towards the man who the arrow is pointing to, who plays a little give and go pass here. The person who passed it originally gets onto it and lays a lovely through ball to Moussa Dembélé. But what we can see here is he beats the offside trap. The ball just comes through here. This defender does step out, which makes his job an awful lot easier. But Dembélé holds the shoulder of the other centre half, beats the offside trap, gets through and finishes that ball in there. So he's occupied both defenders. If one defender has to go, he pounces on that because of his positioning and the way that he plays off both of them, splits those defenders. It's something we don't see quite often in Aston Villa's play. It gives us an extra outlet and an extra option, I think, when we do attack forward. Because, let's remember, we still have Coutinho and Buendia, and this is some of the things that they're good at, but they need a striker that's able to play between the two centre halves, and Ollie Watkins can't do that. And Danny Ings was a bit better at it, but we didn't see these. We needed to have diagonal balls for Danny Ings to get involved in play. And that is fine. That's not a criticism of him. But somebody like this, where you can slide a ball down, he's got the muscular build to be able to hold the man off and slot it into the back of the net is quite impressive. So it was a simple goal, and it was made simple because of his initial positioning against the two centre halves. Here's another aspect I wanted to show you. Here he is in a press position, Bordeaux. It's against Bordeaux in obviously Lyon are up 5-1 at this stage. This is to make it 6-1. So it was a bit of a rout of a game. The right back here, as we can see, Bordeaux's defensive setup here is horrible. Centre half dragged out to the far out to the right here, but he's dragged out because he's following Moussa Dembélé. He's a million miles off him here, and Dembélé is a lazy press here, I must admit. But the other centre half is infield. The man with the ball here, down near the sideline, you can just about see the ball coming off his foot. He's trying to pass it back into his other centre half here. An absolutely kamikaze type of pass. But it's what this onrushing man here with the arrow coming out of his legs does. He intercepts the pass and he carries that ball forward. Now remember where Moussa Dembélé is here. He's nearly right out on the sideline. but he makes a big effort to get up in support of the man who robs the ball. And we can see him here that he lets the man pass him, makes a run behind him, and makes a beeline for where that arrow is pointing to. So we have this man in the center, just beside the arrow here. He's carried that ball all the way from midfield. He's fronting up one center half. There's a center half here with who's turning and running, and there's a defender on his way, just above where the halo is for Moussa Dembélé, who's trying to cover off that run for Dembélé. But because the man who has the ball here with the arrow, because he takes this little jink to the right hand side, he cuts this defender in to try and take him, and it gives Dembélé a clear run through into that position, to that corner of the box. And when Dembélé is finally fed the ball here, he picks it up here and he smashes it into the back of the net with his right foot. I wanted to highlight this because it shows that he was able to get right across the field. He was able to time his run perfectly, and he was able to come off the shoulder of defenders. He was able to react to defenders' movements as well to get into that position whereby defenders were getting their backs turned, weren't sure where he was, and when the ball got to him, he had that extra time to be able to pick his spot and smash it into the back of the net. Very important to get defenders turned, not just when you run to get them turning, because it gives you a chance to get a march on them, but also if you're running behind defenders' backs, it causes consternation. And it's a really difficult thing to do at times, because what you do is you obscure your view, obviously, from the person who's passing the ball. But Dembélé did it really well in this instance here, because it allowed him to time his run perfectly for the, I think it might have been Ryan Cherki that passed the ball to him there. Another really promising player as well for Lyon. Let's take a look at one of his headed goals. So as we can see here, it's very dark because of the shadow on the pitch. Moussa Dembélé is highlighted right in the centre, taking up the position and the perch on in between two centre halves there. Once again, you can see him is right in between two centre halves. We have Lyon player here with the ball. The ball has just been passed into him, into his feet. We have a Lyon player here on the overlap that could be played right down the wing. And we have a one-man press really here with regards to where this Bordeaux player is. This was in the same game that we just watched there, where Lyon did go on to win 6-1. This is the first goal. So the first goal Dembélé scores, this is it. He is the last one we saw was the last goal that he scored in this game. But this is a really good goal, and this is something we don't see from Aston Villa players that often. So we have a situation here whereby you could potentially say you've got a Lyon Bailey and a Matty Cash out in this wing. And what happens here is that the cross comes in, but the cross comes in from a different position that Villa normally cross the ball. When we look at it here, we can see the man with his arced body here is crossing in the ball. It's going right into the penalty spot, and we can see Dembélé is highlighted here. And the reason that I took this still shot is because Dembélé is behind the defender in this instance, and he has no right to win this ball because of the way the defender's body position is. The defender is actually defending him really well, but Dembélé actually blows past him and muscles him out of the way and gets to the ball. And we can see here that he actually picks up two steps out of nowhere here. And when he gets his head to the ball, it's the same slide twice. When he gets his head to the ball here, he actually glances that ball and it ends up in the top left-hand corner, the goalkeeper's top right-hand corner. And it was just an absolutely brilliant header. I like, if you guys can find this goal and you see it, this is a brilliant header because he's holding off the defender and you can see he flicks it. It's one of those ones where you can see he just uses the pace of the ball to angle it up and over the goalkeeper into the top corner. An absolutely brilliant finish. But the main thing that I loved about this is he had no right to win the ball. He was two steps, if not three steps, behind the defender. And because the defender had a brilliant defensive position, the defender has tracked him very well in this instance here. But Dembélé wants it more, gets out ahead of him, uses his strength, and gets a lovely deft finish into the top, into the left-hand side of the net. And it was just fantastic. I love to see it. And we've not seen many goals scored like that for Aston Villa in the last 10 years. And I would hope that the next striker that we sign would have that in his arsenal as well. So that's really it for me from on Moussa Dembélé. Just to kind of reiterate there on some of his statistics, just to show you there, this is his radial graph. Whether he signs, I don't know. It could be all conjecture. There could be nothing in it. We could hear about him signing tomorrow morning. But interesting player. Does have his ups. Does have his downs. Has had some seasons whereby he hasn't played. An awful lot. And when he doesn't play, he doesn't rack up the numbers. When he does play, he does rack up the numbers. And to be honest with you, kind of sounds similar to another striker that may have just left the club, because when Danny Ings played, he would score goals at Southampton, and when we played him here for Aston Villa, he did score goals when he got a good run of games. He had a decent-ish scoring record, and Moussa Dembele would be the same, albeit he is a different physical capability and a different movement pattern, as you can see here by his heat map below. Very much a box player, and I think Villa need that. I think Villa need that box player, and this guy can finish with both legs and with his head. So let's see. I would imagine he would relish coming back to the Premier League, considering he's only had 2 games and 88 minutes in the Premier League, and that was as a 17-year-old. So maybe he wants to come back and to see if he can still hack it here. Whether he can, I don't know. But what I've seen from him, and statistically what you've seen from him, he does have a decent record, but he does need to play games to rack up those numbers. So let's see what happens. In the meantime, thank you very much, everybody, for watching. If you do like this, give it a thumbs up. Really appreciate everything you do for the podcast. Please subscribe to the podcast as well if you're not a subscriber. And we will be back with any more transfer news for Aston Villa. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Podcast Network.